Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. There is a controversy in the Middle East over who controls the Temple Mount. That's the headline. David Dolan comes to give us the details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
In the Middle East, we see that the Jordanian king, King Abdullah, had a meeting with the president of the Palestinian Authority, Mahmoud Abbas. They met. They also talked about their custodial responsibilities on the Temple Mount. What can you tell us about this story?
Well, the rumors continue to circulate that when Prime Minister Netanyahu held a secret but not so secret meeting with Salman, the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia, in a Saudi town, that during that time Netanyahu offered Saudi Arabia control over the Temple Mount. And of course, that would mean that Jordan would no longer have that role. And as I mentioned a week or two ago when we were speaking, the Jordanians and the Saudis are close allies. So it's not as if they were offering it to Turkey. Turkey wants that control. There's no way that the Israelis would allow that with the Turkish leaders being so hostile. But again, Saudi Arabia has become really quite a close, if quiet, ally of Israel. And they control the holy sites in Mecca and Medina, so this would be just going along the same lines. The Jordanians apparently are protesting this, but Jimmy, I think in the end they would accept it if it did happen. There are some in Israel, though, warning that, you know, the Saudi government could be overthrown and it's definitely a target of Iran, and that if it ever did fall to hostile anti-Israel forces, then you'd have this conundrum of them having a piece of ground right in the center of Jerusalem. So we'll see if it goes anywhere, but there is continuing talk about it all over the place, really.
David Dolan with the details surrounding the controversy over who is controlling the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Dave's report gives emphasis to the prophetic passage in Zechariah chapter 12 and verse 2. More on that in a moment. At this present time, the Jordanians have custodial responsibilities for the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. However, Saudi Arabia, who has those same responsibilities over Mecca and Medina in Saudi Arabia, the two most important locations in Islam, would like to have custodial control of Al-Aqsa Mosque on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. As mentioned, the ancient Jewish prophet Zechariah says that sacred spot will be a major controversy in the last days. That, again, is Zechariah chapter 12 and verse 2. However, remember, God has chosen to give this holy site to the Jewish people, now and forever. That's 2 Samuel chapter 7 and verse 10. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...